Hello, my name is Alice Benton. I'm one of the co-hosts on New Life Live. I want to encourage you today to consider engaging in reviewing your blessings. Now, this can be done verbally with your spouse, with your children. It can be done in journaling. It can also be done in a thank you note. I'm going to share some examples of how this works well and the benefits of doing so. I was driving one day and feeling like I was getting all the red lights. It seemed like every time I was going to cross the street, I hit up against another red light. I was getting really annoyed and frustrated and thinking, why do I always get the red lights? But then I started to wonder, how realistic was that? Was I truly hitting every single red light? The truth was, no, I wasn't. I was getting some green lights. I do think I hit more red lights that day than green, but they weren't all red. Our brains have a tendency to look for evidence that supports the way we think and the way we feel, and we tend to ignore evidence to the contrary. So when we're feeling anxious, depressed, or irritable, we're sort of wired to notice things that support the way we're feeling and support the way we're thinking. So on days when I feel like everything is against me, I'm going to notice all the red lights and I'm going to ignore or overlook the green lights in my life. The Bible encourages us to proactively focus on the good because in our broken state, we have such a tendency to focus and take in the negative. So my husband and I, on a regular basis, will take a walk together and one of us will say, let's go through our blessings list. And we just talk about the positive in our lives, the things that we're grateful for, the things that are going well. I try to do this with my children. I also try to write thank you notes to people in my life, especially anybody that I'm in conflict with or that I'm struggling with in relationship. Because the benefits of doing this, it helps us feel better focusing on the positive. It decreases anxiety, depression, and irritability. It builds connection and it strengthens our faith. Because if we believe, as the Bible tells us, that everything that's good comes from God, and we start listing off all the good that we have, it can help us hold more securely, more firmly to the truth that God will meet all of our needs and that He loves giving good things to His children. So do your blessings list today. See how many things you can come up with and how you feel when you're done. And you can call us here at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We want to help.